I killed a man in Texas just to watch him bleed. I painted that for a special celebration in the town I live in. Reminds me of like an Edward Hopper. So everyone's liars and everyone's cowards here. I watched, I had heard that Trump had this massive rally at Madison Square Garden, and that all these luminaries were there, you know, you'd like, you know, the Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson, all these, you know, people, a lot of people there showed. It was a huge affair, you know. And of course, Trump is going around filling stadiums, and Kamala Harris, these sleaze bags have to actually pay people to come to her affairs because only really, really stupid people. And again, care about Kamala Harris because she was so repulsive that no one liked her, and she had to quit because she was so unpopular, right? So they want to make the worst person that no one liked a president. And I spoke to a friend of mine. He's a black guy in the town I live in, and he's hopelessly Trump. He's Trump-tard. Trump derangement syndrome, rather. I can't keep my idioms straight, my idi straight. And I said, you're black, you know, what about that story about Kamala Harris? Because he's all in for Harris, you know. I said, what about that story about how Harris put all these young black kids in for long periods of jail for minute amounts of marijuana, like in some cases, like a roach or something. Oh, he immediately goes, oh, that was debunked. That was debunked. You know something? You know, people are so partisan right now that I don't even think, surely there will be 10,000 sites that the Jewish deep state has put up to debunk that. It's a fact. She was throwing all these young black kids in jail for minor marijuana offenses to show the Jewish power structure. See, I can be trusted to throw dark-skinned people. And I'm dark-skinned myself. I'm not black, but I'm dark-skinned. And that's good enough, because that's all the Jew needs is the dark-skinned checkbox. And that's why they choose these Indians over blacks, because a lot of times blacks say, fuck these Jews, whereas the Indians are willing to play ball. They don't have a long history, Indians and Jews. So that's why the Jews are using the dark skin of the Indian in order to get... And you see this Ramaswamy, and you see that Richie Sunak, and you see the Google, head of Google, and you see all these, you know, Indians. The Jew wants the dark skin. All right. And, you know, I wanted to see a little bit of the Trump rally, because honestly, they're kind of funny. I mean, you know, they're pretty funny, pretty entertaining, and you know, everybody going, oh yeah, you love Trump. No, I don't, but whatever. You know, of the choices of the two, if they held a gun to your head, you stupid asses, who are saying, yeah, you support Trump? I don't support Trump, but Kamala Harris, you know, of course, Trump is going to get the vote, because at least there'll be an economy, hopefully, right? Oh, no, he's part of the elite. No, the reason why they don't like him is because Trump, well, he threw a wrench in their little, you know, like, elite child sex networks. Oh, yeah, this is everything about that. And listen, you know, for all these people that don't know journalism, you know, all the Tucker Carlsons of the world, they need to take a little lesson from Harry Vox here. The October letter in the New York Times, the October article in the New York Times in 2019, where they said, well, Bill Gates said he wasn't at Epstein's house. He most certainly was, and he was there a couple times. A lot of times, actually. And that was a shot across the bow from the elite ruling class to one of their own, who might not have had all of his financial ducks in a row, let's say, to maximally profit from the corona scamdemic that they all were in on the planning stages of. Gates wanted to have more investments in place to benefit, so he wanted a little more time. But Trump spoiled all the fun, threw Epstein in jail, and when they saw that Epstein was murdered, well, first of all, they were relieved, but they were also, they said, okay, well, the gig is up, you know, because we don't like people like that who do that to our little, you know, kitty fucking operations. We want to be able to have sex with the children. And Trump, he put the kibosh on that. They hate Trump because he likes big titted European babes, right? Eastern European babes, and not children like the elite ruling class do. And so they put out all these things. Oh, he fucked his daughter. I doubt it. I seriously doubt that. Yeah, it's just more of this hyperbole and ad hoc dog shit. I'm not defending Trump, but he likes big-titted Eastern European babes, okay? He has a lifetime of a string of big-titted Eastern European types, Slavic types, all this stuff, Russian types, all this. Okay. So I said, oh, let me go see the Trump Madison Square Garden thing. And I knew that when I fucking typed into Google the Trump at Madison Square Garden, I just knew there was no fucking way I was going to see it. You'd go through 5-10 pages of Google, of the Jewish-controlled Google, and there was no way you were going to fucking find that thing. No way. And sure enough, man, you could go, and all you got was like, ABC News, what you need to know about the evil Trump Madison Square Garden thing. It was like 2 minutes long or 3 minutes long, you know, what you need to know. You know, don't listen to some of the, like, the richest men in the world, like the richest man in the world, Elon Musk and all these people. Look, again, you know, when I talk about this group, everybody goes, no, you're supposed to hate. When you compare the type of immediate evil that is Bill Gates wants to try to inject nanopoisons, gene-altering nanopoisons right into your bloodstream, and is devising all kinds of ways so that you cannot even fake that you didn't take it, you know, including like needles that when the needle goes in, there's 5 needles or 10 needles, a matrix of needles around it. It gives you a tattoo made out of luciferase. Okay, luciferase, that's the name of this chemical that they want to put in you, and then that's a tattoo, and that tattoo comes, but the needle that gives you the poison is sticking further out than the luciferase, so the luciferase kind of hangs back, and then the needle that gives you the drug goes in first, the drug goes in, and then out there goes the luciferase, and they want to make it so the world has no choice. You gotta take that Jew jab, that gene altering Jew jab to kill all non Jewish genotypes. And that's why Robert Kennedy is sucking up to Shmuley now, because, well, he said that he dared say that there was this study, two studies that concluded that the ACE2 receptor in Jews does not have a binding affinity to this man-made virus that the Jews made, that has an extraordinarily tight binding affinity to Caucasians, actually, and African Americans, consequently. Interesting, isn't it, right? So it was man-made, and the only people that fund the bioweapons, pharma, biological engineering, dual-use complex are Jews. So there's no, like, non-Jews that fund that whole dual-use complex. What do I mean by that? Well, perfectly exemplified would be like Bill Gates. He's wants to flood the skies with the billions and billions of mosquitoes, but he says it's there to help us. And of course, these are flying syringes, and they're genetically altered mosquitoes, but they're here to help us. And of course, since the governors, state by state, are quite happy to acquiesce to whatever Bill Gates wants him to do, like that piece of shit Ron DeSantis down in Florida. Yeah, Bill, go ahead, release hundreds of billions of mosquitoes. And now we see mosquito-borne diseases, devastating mosquito-borne diseases on the rise where they didn't exist in the United States. Thanks. Thanks, Bill. And thanks, pieces of shit, Jewish dick smokers like Ron DeSantis, who pretend that they're there to defend our rights as they invite Bill Gates in to release hundreds of millions, billions rather, of mosquitoes to the unsuspecting and powerless citizens of Florida so that they can get stung by these new genetically modified mosquitoes. So don't you feel good that Bill Gates is releasing billions of mosquitoes into the world that he's genetically modified? Oh, don't worry. There'll be plenty of fact checkers say, fact check, no, he doesn't do it personally. He just owns the company. That, you know, I mean, it's literally that. They say, they'll throw up a red herring argument. They'll say, oh, there'll be people saying that Bill Gates is releasing hundreds of billions. He was in Ohio that weekend. He didn't do it, you know. Yeah, the company he owns does it. So Bill Gates is doing it. Yeah, fact checker, just check this fact. Okay. So, I finally said, oh shit, I'm not going to be able to see this thing. So let me go to the alternative sites, Rumble and BitChute, and of course it's right there because you know they're not censoring that stuff, so you can get it. And then it's disgusting the way that they're able to sort of completely control the algorithm, because and then when people complain about it, apparently these Jews got this black kid at the New York Times. I don't remember the kid's name, but he's some fucking journalist of the at the Jew York Times. And they said, oh, let's get a black kid to do it. So they get this stupid black guy to write an article and start harassing people like Tucker Carlson, saying, you know, well, so what's the deal with your YouTube, man? You know, does YouTube demonetize you when you spread disinformation and all this stuff? You know, all this leading shit. And then, you know, when you hear people talk, even the best of them, even the most courageous ones of them, you know, they'll say, oh, he made some comment that look, it was Media Matters with David Brock, Jew. And then it was that's the most offensive one. And then it was I'm sure the Atlantic Council was in on it. And the, what is the other ones? The one that pretends to be like a search engine, like a verifier of what's credible information. And it's got all these neocons on the board of directors of it, you know. Whatever it is, they want to make your browser safe from hateful content like Harry Box, I'm sure. But it's all Jewish, let's put it that way. And then they trot out, along comes Tucker Carlson to battle it out with whoever, the fucking New York Times, to put it all in the left-right paradigm. It's the left, says Tucker Carlson. It's these right-wing conservatives, says Jew York Times. You know, no, man, it's Jew versus Jew, man. You cowards, you people are fucking cowards. Who the fuck owns all these companies that are doing the censorship? It's all BlackRock and Vanguard, man. CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, it's all BlackRock and Vanguard, right? It's all the old Jewish money power, basically. So it's left, though. Since when was left, you know, because I'm trying to figure out what iteration, you know, when these cowards use terms like left and right, they don't even, like, okay, so what iteration, like Leninism, or what definition of left encompasses the removal of the genitals of children, of 8-year-old children, and printing unlimited money, and just poisoning us with mandatory vaccines. It's not particularly a leftist. Those aren't particularly leftist ideas. There's something, but categorizing all that stuff as necessarily being left versus right. The only reason, and you know, like left is anti-free speech, and the right, the conservative right is pro-free speech until, of course, they get into power, and then they'll do what they always have done. They're the worst for trying to quash free speech, the conservatives, right? But now they're not in power, so they're for free speech until they get into power. Then fuck you, that's conservative, and so. Doesn't matter which, and that's how these Jews do it. It's the Harry Vox, I call it the divided nation paradigm. What is the divided nation paradigm? It's something that I coined and I've been talking about for about 30 years. The divided nation paradigm is the Jew banking mafia, the Jew money cartel who owns and controls everything, right? They sit at the middle of the juncture of our society with their hand on the throttle, and they cannot have one or the other power, whether it be conservative, whether it be liberal, whether it be Democrat, whether it be Republican. They can't have one or the other at too much of an imbalance. They have to keep it roughly at 51-49 or 50.5 and 49.5 or, you know, 50-50, but with a little bit. They have to keep it roughly at the middle, this way that they could use their, they gotta get one half hating the other, and so they could have their hand on that throttle right there at the juncture of the at the middle of our society, and they can bias it, or they can throw it in one or the other direction, shift polarities depending on what best fulfills the objectives of their portfolio, their financial portfolios that year or month or day, and it'll shift. If suddenly they have a huge amount of investments in removing the genitalia of children, and they're going to make a lot of money because they have a new mandate, government mandate. The government has to pay for it. If you're 60, you know, they're setting it up. In New York, they have Proposition 1. You have to vote on it, yes or no. And it's like, Proposition 1 has a lot of things about women's rights. So people are like, well, yeah. So women are like, yes, I want women's rights. And it also says that that your child no longer has to have your consent to, you know, your six-year-old can go to the doctor and have their genitals removed. Oh, they don't play that up. They'll play that up in certain circles, but generally speaking, they shoehorn that in. But the whole point is, and you know, black rights, yeah, so black rights, yeah, yeah, women's rights, yeah, gay rights, and removing the general the kids and unlimited money printing and all this shit. And then immigrants can vote. Okay, so you got to do an up and vote, up and down vote on that whole package as one package. You know, well, those are very different. Those are very different things. Is it possible that I would want, you know, women to have rights, but not necessarily agree with removing the genitalia of children? No, you can't. No, no. You have to Kathy Hochul, Hochul. So it's a bunch of ghouls. Okay, politicians are scum. Total fucking scum. These people, total fucking scum. All of them. Right. My theory on this is that only money that you've earned do you have the careful stewardship of to spend it correctly and efficiently. When a government official spends other people's money, or just anybody, the idea of spending other people's money, it's never an efficient process, especially if it's a government official, because the very first entity that government official wants to enrich is the government official themselves, and then they're these things called cronies. So it's and this is what we're facing right now. Our society is getting just dismantled by this by people who are useless and who never have done anything, never have created anything, and they're just spending your money. And it's just this trying to figure out what they're going to spend it on that will best give them power, and that to their cronies also. So that little, that's what government is about now. It's absolutely, I've never seen so much corruption in my whole life. The judicial system is corrupt. The legislative system is corrupt. And quite obviously, the executive branch is absolutely corrupt. Okay, so when you hear your commentator, and this is why you're coming to me, because I'm telling you, it's Larry Fink doesn't give a fuck about the term left. Larry Fink doesn't even know what the term left is. And you know, and that's another thing too. I was watching the Trump debates, and here's some a message to Trump or Trump's team. Will you fucking wake up? Will you get a fucking clue? Will you get fucking smart? Will you stop being so stupid? What the fuck is your problem? Why don't you ask in a press conference to Kamala Harris after she gets through calling you a fascist? Why don't you ask her? Could you define the word fascist, please? Simple. Easy. No one in the Republican Party thought to ask her that. That would have knocked the ball right out of the park. You know? But everybody's so fucking stupid. You know, the Trump campaign, he's winning by just mere virtue of the fact that Kamala Harris is so singularly a total piece of slimy shit, you know. But they're making one mistake after another. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. But they do a good job when he drives the garbage truck and stuff like that. Yep, that's good campaigning, and I support that from a position of, what constitutes smart. But nobody ever thought to ask her during a debate or something, define the word, what is fascism? Well, the dictionary definition is the public-private partnership, literally, is fascism. It's when the corporations and the government get together, that's fascism, okay. Well, that's, Trump is opposite of that. All the insiders, like the John Brennans and the, guy looks like Humpty Dumpty, who was the head of the CIA, Clapper, James Clapper, Humpty Dumpty Clapper, I call him. All these people were slated to get like fucking 6-7 figure salaries in the private sector under a Hillary Clinton regime in 2016. But when she lost, they were seething with hatred because they knew they were useless to a Trump campaign because Trump never even met these people. Hillary Clinton just socks on Humpty Dumpty Clapper's dick all the time, and she'll sock on anyone who she thinks has some kind of military-industrial complex spending power so that she could put some of that in her pocket. Right? But Trump had enough of his own money, and he had Jew boy Adelson's money as well because he was an old casino guy. But yeah, you're better off with that, even though he's going to, unfortunately, the poor Palestinian people are not better off. And I think Trump should pay for the killing of Soleimani. That was a disgrace. I think he learned, I think he was suckered into it. He'll do whatever he needs to do to throw a bone to Israel occasionally. I don't think he realized how big of a bone that was he was throwing them. I don't think he realized that he was being roped into a bad deal there when he killed Soleimani. But stop saying left. I've been saying this for years and years. Oh, it's left, it's right, it's Democrats, you know. It's true. It's the pedophiles versus the guy who's horny for big titted Eastern European babes. Basically, because they were slated to do this coronavirus probably later than they did. They weren't gonna release it in the Hillary Clinton's the beginning of her first term, which would have been 20. They were gonna release it maybe a few years later, right, in her second term. Okay. But when Trump went after Epstein, they might have been planning to release it early in a Clinton campaign. a Clinton presidency, possibly, because then they could have controlled the output. They could have controlled the results of the mandatory, Hillary Clinton would have made it mandatory for everybody. So they were sore about that. Trump was bad enough, calls himself the father of the vaccine, because he knows that the money that was made by the Jew-controlled pharmaceutical industry, he knows that that superseded the money of the defense industry. And so now these Jews in the defense industry own the defense industry, which is BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. They own like Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Boeing, Northrop Grumman. They own it. And so they were like, took a back seat to Corona and Corona days. So they said, okay, you gave the left-wing Jews, you know, it's how ludicrous it sounds. Yeah, left-wing is poisoning you with like mandated vaccines or covertly poisoned gene-altering vaccines that only attack Caucasians and African Americans. But curiously enough, leave Ashkenazi Jews untouched. I find that interesting. Don't you? You know, you should. You know, FBI, if you have kids and you love them, or U.S. military. Yeah, this is what I say to the U.S. military that are on the ships in the Persian Gulf and in the Red Sea and in the Mediterranean, the Eastern Mediterranean. When you see on the radar screens the missiles going from Iran to Israel, and you have these two buttons in front of you. One says, send $7 billion volley of U.S. made interceptor missiles and save Israel from those, you know, rather inexpensive missiles coming from Iran. You know, let's spend billions of dollars and let's intercept them and save Israel. Well, press that button, you know. Or there's another button here. So, and go get a cup of coffee and talk to Sheila at the cooler for a little while about her son's soccer game, you know. And you got these two buttons, you know, and then you see the missiles coming from Iran going to Israel. This is for the U.S. military, you know, CIA, for people who want to, you know, kind of defend our nation. You know, the two buttons, remember? Yeah. Send all these expensive U.S.-made missiles and squander our safety in the process, because we won't have them in our main contest, which is against China, which Israel wants us to get into squabble with, because then when we take the big bruising that we will take, it'll be Israel that profits from that, because Israel will not take a hit. In a world war between the United States and China, Israel will emerge the winner. That's its calculus, at least. Yeah, that's the calculus of the Jew bastards, right? The right-wing Jew bastards. Right-wing, yeah. Okay. Well, that at least you could say that's fair. That's a fair statement. Jews in Israel are indeed, correctly, they are right-wing, yeah. But not in the way that Americans here think of, really, the term left and right. It's a different kind of terminology. That's what I'm saying. These terms don't mean anything anymore. They have multiple meanings. The meanings are always shifting. And then sometimes the meanings go and become the exact opposite meaning. Okay. So the missiles come in. And he's got these two buttons. Press this. We spend $7 billion worth of U.S. missiles. Or just go get a cup of coffee and talk to Ginny at the cooler. And so you're there with, you say, oh, press that one. And you say, has Jimmy's soccer? Oh, that's so good. Oh, how's little Cindy doing in school? And then the woman's glancing over at the monitor. She says, I think there's something flashing on your monitor. You go, and then he covers up and goes, no, how's Jimmy's soccer team doing? And I heard you joined the baseball team. No, never mind that screen over there. Just let's talk about, you know. That's you. Yeah. That's how you do it, because that's what they're doing to us. They're totally fucking surreptitiously screwing us over every second of our lives, man. So the least you could do is go get a cup of coffee when those missiles are heading over to Israel. Go get that coffee. Talk to Ginny over the cooler about her kid's soccer. Yeah. Let the missiles just go. Turn the monitor down so nobody sees the flashing lights. Tape up the buzzer that goes, warning, incoming missiles to Tel Aviv, warning. Go get that cup of coffee. Come on, just go get that coffee. It's nice. Talk to your friendly employees, your friendly fellow employees, man. Come on. Yeah. Left and right. What a fucking joke, man.